Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 21st of May of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to famous actor and occasional bodyguard, Mr. T. I pity the fool whose birthday isn't May the 21st. Celebrate Mr. T today by being an early force for on-screen representation of calling other people idiots. Interesting piece of Hollywood trivia, his famously poetic catchphrase, "I pity the fool," went through a number of iterations before they settled on a final phrase, including, "I am concerned about that shit. Consider the lily," and "Please, sir, can I have some more?" And in history today, on the 21st of May, they first created artificial life controlled by robots, opening the Pandora's box that led eventually to the creation of Democratic candidate Bob the Sentient Trash Island. Your guest today on the podcast is Flapjack Lumberjack and spokesperson for Flapjacks, Alison Spittle. How you doing, Alison?
Alice, I'm coping. Let's just put it that way.
Well, it's been a week since I last saw you, and you were sort of having recently won the battle against your cousin to become the spokesperson for the flapjack lumberjack industry. We're being faced with this absolute shutdown of the industry in the face of the virus. How are you? How are you coming through that?
Well, there's been a coup from another cousin. I haven't, unfortunately, killed all of my cousins. So there was a coup last Wednesday, and I tried to negotiate with them, but I once again had to tear apart a family member. This time, like a stale flapjack, which is kind of soft yet medium. He was quite a hefty man,
and that's why they call it cousin. Interestingly, etymologically, cousin derived from the word coup, because of so much cousin murder.
Absolutely, I'm a cousin murderer. I've been called worse.
Coming up today, our top story will be covering all the latest news from Ireland. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, while green groups look to capitalise on lowered pollution rates post-virus, industries are lobbying for extra polluting. Meanwhile, the rabid street gangs of Spain are back after a period of homeschooling in lockdown. They've rejoined their Fagans for full-on Spanish street ruffianry. Making up for lost time and now with increased crafting skills, they've become the yarn-bombing, pocket-picking powerhouse of charming shenaniganry that the Spanish people were missing desperately trying to avoid. Julio Francisco, a spokesman for the Spanish Neighborhood Watch in downtown Barcelona, said, quote, "Nobody likes being surrounded by blank-eyed children slapping cudgels against their nibble hands at night. But we've all kind of missed them." And have you ever been to Spain, Alison?
I have once, yes, at a flapjack conference. Didn't like the place at all.
Did you encounter any Spanish child gangs?
Yes, they stole all my flapjacks and I'll never go back there again. I will burn the place and their children. They're a flapjackless nation. They have no God.
Well, I have to say, I prefer modern Spanish children to the old-fashioned Spanish children who would just stare out at you with melancholy eyes from an oil painting. neither is good. And in an astonishing coincidence of good taste and judgment around the world, all news outlets have today failed to do a story about Donald Trump. We can assume he did or said something truly astonishing, but today nobody knows what it was. What a nice day. And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because money is the god of death. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by noise-cancelling helmets. You've tried noise-cancelling headphones, now try the noise-cancelling helmet. Scream relentlessly into the void, abuse strangers with no consequences, put it on your children during conference calls. The noise-cancelling helmet. Be the change you want to hear in the world. And have you got about 5 tadpoles and nowhere to turn them into frogs? Try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is an adequate home for tadpole turning into a frog process. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. Down for the Count is the untold gritty adult take on a children's classic. Eccentric Lord Gerdidian Countington III, known as Count to his friends, is the disgraced son of a vampire count, half vampire, half maths teacher. He suppresses his lust for blood with his lust for teaching maths. Sick of the debauched entertainments of the vampire court, he retreats to his country estate to wrestle alone with his dark passions. Cassandra is an outcast, cursed by a witch to spend only nights in her true form of a tall, golden-haired maiden, and her days in the form of a giant bird. Shot from the sky by a hunter, she crash lands in Count's remote castle as the sun sets, and the reclusive mathematician finds himself with an injured beauty on his hands. Her low self-esteem about her height as a lady and her daily bird curse draw out a protective side in Count, and he longs to claim her as his eternal mate. As Cassandra recuperates under the Count's meticulous care, she is struck by the contrast between his cold demeanor, his warm hands, and his hot penis. But under the threat of being disinherited by his father, the Count, can he offer her anything more than a brief, though passionate, affair to make her stay? Cassandra knows her bird curse can be broken only by love's true sex, and she refuses the Count's penis unless he can promise to love her. All she wants is somewhere to call home, but she cannot accept a loveless marriage, and Count's fears of love drive her from his side. When the Count, Count's father, dies unexpectedly in a mass vampire slaying, Count becomes Count Count and inherits a fortune. And when he returns to the ballrooms of London and the lecture halls of the Royal Academy with his breakthrough mathematical formula, he finds Cassandra, the toast of the ton, engaged to a wealthy popinjay. Can Count win back Cassandra's affection? Can Cassandra and Count together break her curse with love's true sex? Find out in Down for the Count, available now in the back room of all children's bookstores.
I don't know you about you, Alice, but I'm sliding off my chair listening to that advertisement. I think you should do romantic audiobooks. I really got swept up into that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
That's all the time we have for your ad section right now, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story today is Ireland news. Alison Spittle, what's the latest in Ireland?
So after St. Patrick's Day was cancelled, Ireland had to move on and make other patron saints. So at the moment, we're in a process of an election to elect our next patron saint of Ireland. Number one in the choice is Partick Thistle, which is a Scottish football team. They sound very like Patrick, and we've decided we're going to give them a go. The next person is Matt Damon. We've decided to try Matt Damon, as he has been trapped in Ireland because of the travel restrictions at the moment, and it's a strange one for Ireland. It's very strange because we pride ourselves as a country of not being able to recognize Beyonce and Jay-Z when they were in a park and leaving them alone, and we praised ourselves a lot for that. People, I mean, this is a thing that's been said many times before, but like Irish people, we like to let famous people think they're not as famous as they are. So Matt Damon has been trapped inside there, Ireland, for a while. Journalists have asked for people to out Matt Damon, and the Irish people have refused. They've said to leave Matt Damon alone. So now we want to make him our patron saint.
Yeah. And what do you say to rumours that the reason that Ireland has adopted Matt Damon was because of that potato farming scene in the space movie he did?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Space Jam. Wasn't he in Space Jam? I do remember that scene in Space Jam, the potato famine. Bugs Bunny dealt with it really well. And then, you know, Matt Damon, as we know, played Daffy Duck in Space Jam and, called the potato famine an act of genocide, which the Irish love. And we had to make him then our patron saint.
I said potato farming, but let's go with it.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. I just, anytime I hear potato farming, I hear potato famine and get very defensive. Our farming was flawless. It was the British. But Matt Damon is our other possible candidate for the election of patron saint. We're looking for others. There has been Bono has put himself forward. He even though it's a nomination process, but he put himself forward. So it's been quite interesting, the election so far. And hopefully now we'll get ourselves a patron saint and we'll be able to do a parade in their honor. Now that we want to elect a human, because St. Patrick, as we know, was not a human. He was a reptile. That's why he hated snakes. He
takes one to know one.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as we all know, reptiles' blood, it's green. And, we would dye rivers to be green to represent the blood of St. Patrick. Now that we're going for a human, and it could be Partick Thistle, it could be Bono, it could be Matt Damon, we're gonna dye the rivers red with the blood of our patron saint. It's a human sacrifice. They haven't been told that yet, but it is a human sacrifice for Ireland to be our patron saint. And what a wonderful day it will be.
Yes, yeah, so St. Patrick the reptile, very few people know that originally it was actually just pronounced St. Patrick.
Absolutely.
How it's spelled, really. Well, that's all the time we have for your top story right now. Thank you for all the Ireland news, Alison Spittle. But now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and current ex-boyfriend. That's you today, Alison.
We broke up quite amicably, so I have no feelings towards you. I want you to be happy, Alice.
I am worried about your sign-off. You always wish good luck to Christopher, your producer, but never to Harriet Wells, your sub-producer. At first, I just thought it was privileged oversight, but I'm starting to worry that good luck that was supposed to go to Harriet may be diverted to Christopher instead. I don't really care about Ped Hunter. Yours sincerely, Rodney, in Colorado. Thank you for your letter, Rodney. Very classically and traditionally, people who have listened to the show for a while know that we sign off the podcast with a catch cry that many of our fans say to Christopher when they see him, which is that they say, good luck to you, Christopher. When it comes to the luck of Ped Hunter and Harriet Wells, frankly, they don't deserve luck. They haven't earned it. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor right now. That's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest on the podcast today was Alison Spittle. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
I do a nightly Twitter movie night where we watch a film on Netflix at 9 p.m. and then tweet along with it. I'll be honest with you, Alice, the quality of film has gone drastically down. We are scraping the barrel at this stage. So please go follow me on Twitter at Alison Spittle, Instagram, and I have a coffee account as well. Thank you.
Brilliant. Go sign up for that coffee account. It is a source of endless content. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and a Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My stand-up special Savage is now available on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, look at it. And if you don't have Amazon Prime, don't. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As we say to you always, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out... when he discovers that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.